We got a special thing today. This is pretty cool. We got a big star on the line. We always say that when a star of this caliber calls us, that must mean that the movie might not be very good. But he's doing a DVD release on the Hot Release Tuesday. And very excited to have Meathead. Jeez. Rob Reiner's going to call us this morning at 8:50 to talk about his movie LBJ. And we were just talking about him off the air of the collection of stuff that guy's put together in his 50 years on.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty amazing. Not to mention, he was Richie's friend on the Dick Van Dyke Show. So you forget he was the little kid on that every once in a while. He was hanging around on that. But it was very rarely on there. But he was the pal that they would wander in. Because Carl Reiner, his dad, was in charge of that thing.
I wonder if he cringed or would change the channel every time Sally Struthers came on with those commercials.
Oh,
feeding
them. Yeah, we'll ask him. We'll find out. Did you ever? How much money have you sent to Sally?
Yeah, he had to help her out, right?
At what time did you stop taking Sally Struthers' calls because you just knew it wasn't going to be about friendship?
Jeez. She just calls every time for the kids. Stowa dingy.
It is time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Football may be over, but we got to give me that thing. I can't see that from there, for crying out loud. All-you-can-eat wings tomorrow. Get ready for that $14.99. Every single Wednesday, you can get all-you-can-eat wings at Hooters, and that's all you can eat. Eat until they say we have no more wings, and then they have to go get more if you want to eat more, because it's all
right,
you can eat.
Contractually obligated.
Not all we say you can eat, all you can eat. Stuff yourself. I don't know if throwing up counts. Like if you go and puke out some and then make room for more.
It didn't count in our wing contest. It didn't count. If you retched at all, you were out.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying, though. But all you can eat. I don't know if that barrier stands on an all you can eat deal.
I think it would have to.
Because if you go and throw
you
up and come
done.
Back, I made room. It's like, no, you've had all you can eat.
Yep. Once you get up.
They need a judge. We need a zebra at that. Anyway, Hooters, we thank you. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Oh, wait. Once you stand up from the table, that's all you've
eaten. Yep.
Oh, man. What if you have to pee?
Well, you have to declare.
Yeah, I must pee.
Yeah.
I'm still hungry.
Yes.
We decree that he has to urinate.
And I am not finished.
Yeah.
You're encouraging people to bring a Wizinator to Porkopolis?
How come you
haven't left the table, sir?
You don't do all-you-can-eat anything, do you?
We don't.
You should.
Think about it.
You should try an all-you-can-eat.
Think about that.
That means no. Just say no. Every time you say that to us, that just means no.
I just thought about that, you know.
We're handing out heart
times.
Attacks.
Yeah.
Here at Porkopolis.
All-you-can-eat brisket by the fistful.
Can you imagine the size of men in there for the...
I'm here for the brisket by the fistful platters.
You're a big one.
I need the bench.
Do you have a special chair you bring out for, like, the big guys?
A bariatric chair is what Eric says.
They can't
we don't.
This one holds up to 1,800-pound man.
We got you covered, Chief.
I figure if I can sit in it, it can handle most.
I don't know.
I've seen some big dudes.
I've seen
not
some
the biggest
in
guy
there.
I've ever seen.
The ones that are like 6'2"
and
400 pounds.
Yeah.
The chairs have held up pretty good.
Done a good job. And most people in those chairs look like those two twins from the 70s Guinness book on the motorcycles that were blobbed over the sides.
Got a couple of fun facts. London has more Indian restaurants than any city in India.
There's a lot of them there.
A Jaguar. Mm-hmm. Is named after a Native American word, jaguar, which means he who kills with one leap.
Ooh.
Sony makes the bulk of its money selling insurance. They offer life, auto, and health insurance in Japan, which accounts for 63% of their profits.
Wow.
I wonder why they don't do
that
here.
Just in the past 10 years.
Kidding. Man, if you don't feel foolish every time you realize what your payment for insurance and your phone are after watching the Super Bowl and seeing...
Yeah,
you know, 20 progressive ads. You got insurance and all these companies that during football, all the time, your TV is just
Geico.
Littered with insurance companies and phone companies because they've got so much extra money for advertising. And we just shill it out one month after another. Like, yep, I'm sure it's all going to what they need. I bet you 75% of what we all pay is some sort of advertising bonus. Because if progressive, it's 6 commercials every show, every channel.
Arnold Schwarzenegger never blinks during Terminator 2.
Not once.
from the Michael Caine School of Acting. He put out a tape in the 80s that said you're much more effective when you're speaking to a foe if you don't blink. If you notice, well, I was telling you that I did not blink. Therefore, my message was much stronger. Now, I'll do it again and say, your message is stronger if you don't blink. Suddenly, as I blink several times, I look weak.
I don't believe you.
I'm weak and unbelievable. Correct. This is the best video I've ever seen. Michael Caine on acting. It's just him in a black room in a chair being weird.
Why were you watching this?
Because I wanted to see what Michael Caine had to say about blinking.
Now, let's say we're in the middle of a very tense chess match. When is that ever a thing? Tense chess match?
Can I use that in poker, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't blink. Something wrong with that guy. He never blinks.
Exactly, Eric. Well done. Now, look at the man to your left and close your eyes for an extended period of time. Open them again and stare. Never blink.
There it is.
I just keep going, and I don't blink. And I keep on going, and I don't blink. And I just keep going, and I don't blink. And I keep on going, and I don't blink. And I just keep going, and I don't blink.
I think they've looped it.
And I keep on going, and I don't blink.
Was that Dave Coulier on the couch?
Yep. Yep. He taught him how to act in Full House. If you notice, Dave Coulier never blinks when Bob Saget's hijinks erupts. When he's doing Popeye or Bullwinkle, never blinks. I want that looped, and I want to just play that in somebody's window at midnight.
Yeah, I think you need to put that in.
Like,
just keep going. Just keep going.
And put that into John's replay machine.
Yeah. Right. So it weakens me.
Oh.
But if I'm talking to you, and I don't blink, and I just keep going, and I don't blink, and I keep on going, and I don't blink, and I just keep going, and I don't blink.
That's incredibly funny.
Going,
how long is that?
And I don't blink, and I just keep going.
Oh, they should do that for hours.
And I don't blink, and I keep on going, and I don't blink.
It looks like Bruce Jenner is in charge of the camera, too. At Coulier.
Can they go to other...
I don't know why I watch it. What year is
sitcom
that from?
Sitcom couches.
There's people who are looking at someone else... And they change eyes. Can I have some? Come stand here, Simon. Do you stand off camera?
Mm-hmm.
And then I will look at you. Stand.
Doesn't. I don't know what he's doing there.
Now, you see actors, and they're acting, and they change. And it's an infinitesimal thing in the eyes, as they change eyes as they're talking. Can you see my eyes changing here?
Yes.
Just I'm changing eyes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And I'm blinking. Now that is...
It's the key to acting. When you're blinking, nothing can go wrong.
This was in his heyday, wasn't it? This has to be in the 70s.
This is post-Alfie. He's feeling pretty good about Michael Caine right there.
Just finished up Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah. No, this is way before that. Yeah. This is Alfie. This is the 70s, early 80s.
I wonder who else goes by the Michael Caine School of Acting.
Don't Blink School
of
Acting. Yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
It's taught.
Now I'm going to be looking for it in movies.
And you do. I remember when I watched this. I would sit. I think I watched this in Mr. Olson's drama class at Dobson High School. I think that's where we got the thing. And I watched the whole thing. It was an elective, like after you can watch his Michael Caine class. And Mr. Olson,
it is a master class in acting from a master genius, Michael Caine. Anyone wants to watch the entire series? We're doing it at 3 o'clock all week long.
So at 3 o'clock, I showed up because I want to see what Michael Caine's got. All I got out of it was an impression. And never blink. Just don't blink. Let's say we're in a serious chess match. That never happens.
This eye, but your eye.
And now that I'm watching it again, I remember it seemed like he was talking to people who just kept shaking their heads. They don't, but that's what it would. He just talks to them about the same thing a million times in a row. I've switched eyes. Have you noticed? We just went over that. But I've switched. No, look. It's infinitesimal. It's very small. I've done it again. Did you see? No. I'll do it again.
The other thing that would freak us out was our old production guy would stare at your forehead when he talked to you.
Yeah, well, just somebody trying to... He had his... Flanick was not... That was the best part about him.
That if I just look at your forehead, then I just freak you out, don't I? What's going on, John?
Yeah, don't.
Dr. Seuss wrote Green Eggs and Ham after his publisher bet him he couldn't write a book using 50 words or less. There are only 50 unique words in Green Eggs and Ham.
That's a publisher that thinks you can't write. Why don't you write a book with less words in it? I bet you can't write a book with 50 words or less. That's a publisher and an editor that don't like their jobs. I only read 50-word books. That's it. After that, I'm bored to tears.
John, I think I have sickness brain now because listening to Michael Caine narrating sounded like he was narrating an episode on Black.com.
Always look her in the eyes. Now, when she says she's about to squirt, remove everything and make way. You have to rake yourself for the camera angle. Occasionally, reach up and take the poor white woman's tears, wipe them from her cheek, and in one swift motion, as you wipe the tear away, push her hair back behind her ear. It's touching, but it's also strategic, because if you do it just so, her hair won't be in the way of her face, and you'll see her crying, won't you, right before you inject that giant black mamba.
Who, Rupert?
It could happen. Rupert, go ahead. But Rupert is not black, although, like many mentally retarded people or spastics, he has a giant member.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma!
That's why we're starting Rupert.com. Special needs people with huge dongs getting what they've never gotten before, which is white supermodel, amazing women to sleep with. And as they cry, both the spastic and the girl gently reach up and wipe away a tear.
The most effective crying is not blinking. Cry.
And more than likely, the spastic's hair will then have slid down his face because his hair is not real, it's hay. He's wearing a hay wig because he's spastic. And we're trying to accentuate that, aren't we? Wipe away the tear from the man in the hay wig. These are problems actors always have.
According to a new survey, 1 out of 10 men will break wind on a first date. 1 in 5 say they'll pee with the door open within a few dates.
That's dumb. I have a theory about why men open doors for women with cars. And it's because we have to fart. You open her door, hop in there, baby. Oh, you're such a gentleman. You shut the door, and as you're walking around the car, and that's why a man always stands out with his hand on the door before he opens the door to get in and goes... He's smelling to see if it's followed him around.
Yep.
And you pop in the car to make sure it doesn't go in with you.
Cut the tail.
I don't think it's because we love you and we want to do things for you. I think it's because we have to fart. I think
never fails.
A little bit longer stroll in jeans.
I mean, before cars, you could blame the horse. You know, when you never walked around the wagon and opened the door for a woman getting in a wagon. The horses are farting. You could feel it right next door.
I think it's 100 out of 100 first dates. You're always real gassy and have to fart all the time.
Whatever reason. It's nerves. But here's my suggestion for that. Don't fart. Look at me. I'm not farting. Look. It's infinitesimal, but I'm not farting. You wouldn't know if I was. But I'm not. Now, let's change the date again. All of a sudden, I'm gassy. And I'm farting. Things have changed. Don't fart. Simple, basic acting.
Google analyzed what types of restaurants people are going to the most in every city to find the capital of a bunch of different cuisines. So the capital of pizza.
Oh, I
see. Pizza capital in the United States.
New York.
Detroit.
No, it's not.
Going out for pizza is more popular in Detroit than any other city in the country.
Oh, it's not the best. It's most popular.
Yes.
Oh, so inexpensive foods are popular in Detroit. Imagine that.
The Mexican capital is?
Mexico City.
San Antonio.
Oh.
The Chinese capital, New York City. The barbecue capital, Memphis.
I'm not good at this.
The burger capital,
Florida.
D.C.
Oh, man.
You're just going like just random.
Fire, just all
Sandwich
over.
Capital.
Sandridge?
Sandridge. Sandwich.
What is that?
You caught me on that. Sandwich.
I didn't do anything.
Sandwich capital.
If my listening is messing you up, we've got a big problem. Sandwich capital of the United States, Seattle, Washington.
Keep that tape.
Yeah.
Orlando.
Sandwich?
Sandridge.
Sandra. I think you said Sandra.
I don't know what I said the first
time. Yeah, that is. It's a
Sandra, I'm thinking of you.
It's like when John Cleese was trying to depose Jamie Lee Curtis. Goes, Wanda! I wonder, Wanda, I wonder. Tried to cover it.
Sandra, sandwich, sandwich, sandwich.
I was excited because you kept saying Florida.
Sandwich.
Orlando.
So you combined sandwiches with Orlando and came up with Sorlandwich.
It's your fault, John.
Yeah, I did that. Remember when I was sitting here not blinking and staring at him? That really screwed him up. See how much power you wield when you don't blink? And the spastic and the hey hair can't say sandwich anymore?
Toledo, the coffee capital?
The coffee capital.
Coffee?
Yeah. Seattle, Washington.
Good one.
Yes.
State capital.
State? Seattle, Washington.
Yeah. Portland, Oregon.
Indianapolis.
Damn it.
Indianapolis.
I'd go with Iowa more than that.
I said Austin.
I think they would eat like more steak.
They are 0-for on all those.
Incorrect,
Texas.
Sir.
Yeah, I just don't. I think.
Except for the coffee one.
Probably pretty even up, most cities. And per capita, I'm sure there's a city in Iowa that's pounding out more steak than Indianapolis.
Apparently not.
So Indianapolis, a large, but maybe it's with a population of. A
lot of cows around there.
Yeah, Iowa is all cows. You go out and take a bite of a cow every day. So it's probably just major metropolitan.
Again, it's going out.
Well, yeah, it's like that. You can't just go out to your farm.
But they're going to have more steakhouses, more cows.
They're going to have restaurants and stuff.
I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, they're just selling food.
Figure out the math.
Sandwiches. Sandra.
Sandra Widges. I dated her in high school because I thought she was different. Your name is Sandrich? Oh.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh.
Oh,
that's the debate.
That debate. Yep.
Is that entered into the computer there for that?
And meat.
Is bread and meat?
That's a sandwich.
Here, here.
Under what category does it, you know, when you look at a menu, do they put
kids. It with the sandwiches?
Usually it says kids.
They usually put it in the sandwiches, I think.
Well, no, if it's like a Chicago dog.
It's a hot dog place. They have a hot dog section.
Yeah.
If it's just Portillo's, Portillo's has
all hot dogs.
Well, yeah, but they have, I've seen it on regular menus, and it'll be with the sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah, there's some restaurants.
Usually I see it in the kids thing. Like mac and cheese got relegated to the kids section of the menu, too, a lot of
times. Got Dogzilla at Fuddruckers under the hamburgers.
The great debate.
Yeah. I don't say I want a hot dog sandwich, though. That's the one. Like, people know. It dropped. You don't need it.
Sandra Rich used to eat hot dogs.
It's its own category.
Oh, Sandy Rich.
56-year-old Nick Mitchell lives in northern England, and he wants to ban energy drinks like Red Bull and Monster because they almost killed him. He was pounding energy drinks while running a karaoke night at a club a while back.
How many did you do?
13. 14.
25.
That's a good number.
And he did it in 6 hours.
Hey, I used to hang out with Ray, the Irishman. It was baffling going out with that dude.
Red Bull and vodka.
Oh. Like he'd have 10, 15.
I'm incredible amount. Yeah. When Red Bull first came out, I was lucky enough to be the radio guy that got to introduce it to a group of, you know, they had that.
Children.
After the, what was that thing called? Not After the Gold Rush, but the other one, Devil's House. And they had the thing over in Tempe, and they're like, we're doing an all-ages night, and Red Bull will be what they serve because they had 18-year-olds up until 10. And I'm like, this stuff's great. Glug, 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 glug. I was six in, and I started to feel like my eyes were moving funny. I'm like, this isn't right. You drank too many too fast. I'm like, there was no warning. You people did not warn me.
Well, we were doing when we were doing the fraternity thing, we were having them do bongs of it, remember?
Yeah.
That's how dumb we were.
Sobe energy.
I wasn't,
did five.
It's not us being dumb.
Yeah,
that's them being dumb.
We didn't know, really. That was like
back
when they first arrived.
It was okay to do it then.
He yacked it.
If some moron died doing something a radio stunt provided. That was back in the good old days when the moron was the moron. But now Brady blames me for listening too hard. That's the world we live in now.
Damn you, Brady.
For Nick, he pounded 25 energy drinks in 6 hours. His brain started bleeding.
Yikes.
Suffered 3 mini strokes over the next week and still has minor speech problems because of it.
So anytime you guzzle massive quantities of anything to an unreasonable level, it's the manufacturer's fault.
Yep.
I just don't get it. 25 seems to be something.
25. Where, you'd have thought after like 10 or 15, you'd have realized.
And like, I got enough energy. Or it's not working.
That's similar to New York, you know, on the size of soda.
Yeah, but it's not. No.
Portions.
Right. But that's the government stepping in saying, we're going to stop you.
You guys are so stupid.
They don't want, because you're so stupid. But I don't want that to happen. I want the stupid people to brain hemorrhage and not have repercussions. I don't know. I do something.
So you cut him off like at a bar?
You might.
It was karaoke. He was at a bar, right?
I do like 15 energy shots, and I don't have any energy, and I still need 10 more. I'm going to switch products. Because the 15, if that doesn't work, and I still feel like, man, I need more energy, I'm drinking nothing.
I would think a bartender could cut that off eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd want to do that just as a bar owner or whatever.
Dude, like, you've had like 9 Red Bulls. I'm not doing this.
If he has a heart attack right there, and then who knows what kind of...
The bartender gave me 9 Red Bulls. And then all of a sudden, Red Bull's like, well, we got to put warnings on the labels that don't be a dumb...
And there are. So if there's warnings on them, they're...
I don't think there is a...
Not in a bar, though. You're not...
Yeah. In a bar, you're in a glass.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. You know, I mean, alcohol gets away with it basically saying drink responsibly. You can't sue Canadian Club for drinking the whole bottle.
Well, and it's a multi-billion-dollar...
Well, I know, but you still... Nobody can do it.
Yeah.
Because it's well-known. And a little warning on the thing says it's got alcohol in it.
Do they have the warnings for the... I haven't noticed the Red Bull commercials or anything. Maybe they have drink responsibly kind of warning.
Maybe that guy's so dumb he actually was just waiting for wings. And not yet. A few more.
If I have 25, I'll grow wings.
Yeah, that says so in the spots. The cartoon spots. Poorly drawn cartoon spots.
I'm with you. The people are idiots.
Let them go.
And they deserve whatever they get.
Yep. When your brain bleeds and you're like, I want to see Red Bull. Why? Well, because I drank 25. And this conversation's over. You drank 25 in one sitting. I don't care about it. And there's, is there a warning on it?
Apparently, there's recommended. It's called a recommended dose.
2
is up there, and it also says not recommended to be mixed with alcohol.
Oh, yeah, that gets them straight off the hook.
Well, that gets them off the hook immediately. But it's
They say that, but then they're stocked at all bars.
It's so good.
That's not them recommending it. Yeah. Although the Red Bull refrigerator that's on the back of the bar might tell you otherwise.
They're selling Red Bull. They're like, look.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like they're not recommended to mix
it. Just drink it by itself.
What they're saying is, after a couple of vodkas. Pop a Red Bull, and you won't have as bad a hangover. But what people have done is cut out the middleman. It's not Red Bull's fault. It's not Tide's fault you're eating it. And it's not Red Bull's fault you've had 25.
The Red Bull challenge.
Take it, and then don't sue Red Bull.
Most normals know better by now.
But that's the problem, is that the normals know. And then one jackass does it, and all of a sudden Red Bull's getting sued. And they're going to have to hand it. It's the lady who threw
hot coffee on alcohol.
Apples from McDonald's. No, it's totally not different than alcohol. And the alcohol just says, you can't sue us. You know what you're doing. Drink it all day long. No alcoholic can sue Budweiser. Or they would be suing like crazy.
I drank a half gallon.
Yeah. True alcoholics won't sue Aquanet, and they crack those things open as much as they can to drink because their family's taken away all the vodka. You're drinking rubbing alcohol and everything else. It's not their fault. It's not supposed to be in you. Dummies.
According to new research from the University of Rochester Medical Center, low levels of alcohol consumption actually keep inflammation at bay and clear your brain of toxins, including those associated with Alzheimer's disease. They're saying 2.5 drinks a day.
Right on, Brady.
Not bad.
2.5.
Eric. I've been saying it for years.
2.5.
Boozy. I average
that. Clear out the brain waste.
It may all be in one day.
You know what I've tried lately? Because I like to explore. I'm gonna direct my attention to this side of the room for a little bit. I've been trying wine. I'm trying drinking wine.
Oh, you're gonna turn into wine.
No, I don't want to. Guys. I don't want to.
That's the alcohol they're recommending. Yeah.
You've always drank wine.
Oh, I hate wine. No,
yeah.
Never liked.
I thought
wine.
You said you did.
Never. Yeah. Don't like it at all. But we've got so much.
He's a beer snob.
I'm a beer snob, and I'm a vodka guy. I love vodka and gin, but I don't like it as much as vodka. I love vodka.
So which wines are you getting on? The red or the white?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what I like because I don't like any of them yet.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. But last night,
doesn't
Steve
that tell
Irwin
you
was
that you're not
going to
like
house.
Any of them?
All I kept saying was, there's a dog on the label of this one. We'll see if this wine's for the dogs tonight at 10.
I had some of Maynard's wine.
It's all right. It's okay. The one I did like was...
I don't like Arizona wines.
Like, I do. Like Page Springs I did like because they had a fire and the ground tastes smoky. So there was something different, but like this is different than most wine. Wine tastes bitter to me. But I had one last night. It was all right. But I'm like, I don't think I could be the guy that has a couple glasses of wine. Chuck, our old boss, used to have a couple glasses of wine and a pint of vodka before bed. I think that's the route I was trying to go.
Pint?
Yeah, which is, I just wanted to mix it up. I'm like, you know.
Come on, you know he's going through some Grey Goose.
Oh, I bought him. It was the greatest tribute to him after he retired. We had a little get-together at his house. Every gift was that, not the big bottle. The big bottle of Absolut or Grey Goose. Every person brought him one knowing that was it. I got a week's worth of alcohol here. And he started laughing. By the time we were gone, a good quarter of that half-gallon jug was gone.
I can't say anything. I get just excited about the Jameson Taskmate or something.
If I see it. Trying wine, I don't think I'm ever going to be a wine guy. Gave it a run last night. Like, let's see what this is.
Nah.
You got to test it, but I didn't like it.
Did you do the, you swish it around in your mouth?
Oh, I know how to drink it. Yeah, you got to smell it. It's just, you know, when you smell it, it does make a difference.
Get the bouquet.
Yeah, it does make a difference, but it's just not very good.
Hey, John, so Eric, by this rationale with Red Bull, he should sue sandwich makers because getting drunk isn't his fault.
Why would he sue sandwich makers?
Because he didn't eat.
Oh, that's right. There was no warning on the label that said if you haven't eaten, this is bad. You should, you should get a sub.
They may have missed that part.
If you haven't eaten.
You should call.
There's a loophole. I may have found it.
I'm Mark Breyer.
And I'm Alexis Breyer. Hey, Mark. When drunks get real drunk with no food, shouldn't they be allowed to sue him?
I guess. You're so goddamn loud.
No, I sue the alcohol company for not putting that on the label. You should eat with...
But you love alcohol.
Kinda
Why
like,
would you disparage them?
Kind of like the drugs they give you. They say you should eat, have this with a meal.
We're the husband and wife law team. Brace yourselves.
Yeah! So if you're drunk and you didn't eat last night, then maybe you should sue him!
She sounds like SpongeBob.
Get him, Alexa!
Alexis.
Trust Alexis.
Alexa. Somebody's Alexa just
went off. Alexa, play Mark and Alexis Breyer commercials. All day. Alexa.
On repeat.
Never ever stop playing Mark and Alexis Breyer commercials, even if I tell you to stop. Thanks, Alexa.
I don't know if Alexa can do that.
There's a loophole.
Can Alexa play commercials?
Yeah. It's that thing in movies when they're like, don't, even if I scream stop, just don't.
Yeah, if it's online, she can play it.
Alexa, torture mode. Play Mark and Alexis Breyer screaming commercials. I want Mark Breyer to say that in the next spot, just because I know, Mark, it's gotten back to you. I know, Alexis, it's gotten back to you. Please start your next commercial with, hi, I'm Mark Breyer. Brace yourself.
Hi, I'm Alexis Breyer. We're the husband and wife law team.
You may just be exaggerating a little.
It's loud. She's got a voice that carries. And I like when she kind of looks over her shoulder.
Mark, have you ever noticed that when people get in accidents?
Oh, Christ. Sure I have, Alexis. Tone it down.
I'm throwing out the case.
Yeah, she's got a loud voice. She's not yelling on purpose. It's just super loud, especially next to the docile tones of Mark Breyer.
John, I've listened to the show for 17 years, and I've seen a lot of transitions go on with you guys. Today, I found out you were in drama, and now you want to be a wine guy.
Yeah, I know.
Mm.
Look,
do you want to be a wine guy?
I wanted to see if I'm a wine guy.
So you went, one night you just went all wine, right?
Last night I was like, Megan had a wine glass sitting out.
Was that the Steve Irwin talking, or?
Steve
Irwin.
Irwin, yeah, he didn't help.
Irwin.
Yeah, Channel
it's
15
Irvin.
Guy didn't.
It is Irwin?
It is Irwin. I don't care. He's the crocodile hunter.
I like Irwin, though.
I've watched him once. I watched him pull his hamstring. I'm calling him Steve Irwin. So I saw the bottle on the bar. I saw the bottle. It had a dog on it, and there was a glass there, and she had already gone to the couch. So I think she forgot to take it away. She got distracted and forgot to take a drink. And I said, there's a wine glass here and a bottle with a dog on it. What is this mystery? We'll find out tonight at 10.
Mystery.
And so she's like,
I forgot my glass. Would you bring it to me?
Yes. And you know what? I'm having one as well. So I poured it, and then I told her that. The dog's on the bottle, but is the wine for the dogs? We'll find out tonight at 10.
How deep did you go?
I had two glasses. First one I choked down because I'm like, look, first time you have alcohol at all, it always tastes bad. And maybe there's a taste I'll acquire. But I think I've had wine before. I liked it with food. Like I've been at a steakhouse and stuff and somebody recommended. It was so expensive, though, that I'm like, I'm never going to do this again. It was like a $400 bottle of wine is the only bottle of wine I ever liked. Like I liked it. Like this is really tasty. But
and I would hope so for $400.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. There's Steve Irvin. Tonight, Maryvale. A man finds a glass of wine unattended. This mystery gets unraveled tonight at 10.
You live in Maryvale?
Nah, I'm a Harry. No, everything he talks about is in Maryvale, whether it is or not. Today, an Alma school in Dobson in Maryvale. Why is everything in the bad section of Maryvale, Dave?
Is he on the same channel as Mike Watkins?
10 or 15. No.
My favorite guy?
Mm-mm.
Dr. Death?
And when he talks, his eyes get big and his head goes like it's getting pushed back.
A Watkins on three.
I'm Steve Irvin. I'm fighting a ghost. I'm fighting a ghost. I'm being facepalmed. Sorry. Go ahead.
Do you remember the guy? They're just calling him Better X. He plays bets in the World Series. And he guessed at six games. Well, he won $14 million. Vegas. Wow. He went.
For what? Doing what?
He bet on games one, the first game of the World Series, and then you keep going and saying who's going to win the next one.
So he let it ride?
Guessed all the games correctly. Let it ride. So it built up. $14 million. Well, he did the same thing in the Super Bowl, and it looks like he's going to win at least $6 million.
You can't let it
ride.
They
had a $3 million money line bet.
He placed bets on the Super Bowl in Vegas that will come out to be out $6 million.
Everything covered. Everything. Every statistic.
Every bet?
Pretty much everything covered. Except the punting thing, and by the way.
You mean prop bets covered? So if you bet.
Just regular bets, like over unders, everything was over.
My hundo.
The points. Yeah.
Can we talk about this on the radio? I don't know.
$100. There's a $100 transaction just took place here. An illegal bet that so Eric and I
that makes it a tax deduction for you now, Eric, because it's worth product.
It's a deduction for him.
Only 100.
It's a deduction for me. I lost. You got to be a better tax guy.
What are you talking about?
You can't deduct income.
Yes, I can.
Sure you can.
What are you talking about? I've been doing it for years.
I won about $10,000 in Vegas, and I'd like to write that off. I could get another 10. My annual salary is $23,000 a year. I'd like to write an entire amount off. And I'll make it 50.
Where's the line for it? I don't see it.
If we could just boost me up to 50, that'd be great. And the next year, I'll write that off.
You don't do your own taxes.
I'm letting it run. Yeah.
I do.
What you just basically announced is you won't be here much longer. Once the IRS catches up to this plan, you can write off income, you dope. There's another one I got. Another check. Good. This is a healthy one. This is a nice write-off. Anyway.
F you guys. I listen to you guys through my Alexa, and you keep turning her off.
Alexa, play Jeopardy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Alexa, blacked.com. Audio.
I don't know if that works. I know the Jeopardy works. I don't know.
Does it? Yeah. We'll find out. We'll find out at 10. Tonight at 10, several people trying to figure out if wine's good for them or not. Rub fries on your head to cure baldness. Tonight at 10. It's fun to be Steve Irvin at the house. Crocodile newsman. There you go. Brought to you by Hooters. That was your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.